You're listening to SBS News.
The Pfizer vaccine has been provisionally approved for children as young as five, and the rollout is expected to begin in January. The Therapeutic Goods Administration approved its use of the vaccine for those aged 12 and older in July. The rollout for children as young as five is expected to begin next month if it's also approved by the country's vaccine advisory body, the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, known as ATAGI. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the TGA has determined the vaccine is safe and effective for this age group.
Pfizer paediatric doses for 5 to 11, I'm hopeful within the next week we'll have a decision from the TGA, and there are no red flags at this stage. It's heading in a positive direction, but they genuinely are fully independent, and they'll provide that advice. ATAGI will then provide their response, and we're hopeful that if we've got two green lights, we would commence the children's paediatric doses in the first part of January.
The rollout of the Pfizer vaccine, an mRNA vaccine for children aged 5 to 11, is expected to begin on January the 10th, in time for the beginning of the school year. As part of the Australian government's two-step vaccine process, the final decision now lies with the ATAGI, which will further assess the vaccine suitability for this age group. It will then advise whether the vaccine should be offered to all children or just to immunocompromised children to begin with. It will also advise on how it should be administered, including aspects such as the duration between shots. Alexandra Martinyuk, a professor of epidemiology at the University of Sydney, says ATAGI is likely in the final stages of assessing the number of doses and the timing between the doses.
I think there's some pressure, but ATAGI is not to bend to that pressure. You know, some parents really want to get the two vaccines in before the new school year, but obviously we have to do what's medically best, and ATAGI is a very well-versed in doing this, and a great, intelligent group of people to make these decisions.
The Moderna vaccine, also an mRNA vaccine, is still being considered by the TGA. Meanwhile, when it comes to what the recommended dose should be for children, experts say it's smaller than that given to adults. For 5 to 11-year-olds, a dose of 10 micrograms is given, or those aged 12 or older, it's 30 micrograms. Orange-capped vials will be used to vaccinate 5 to 11-year-olds, as opposed to grey or purple ones, which are used for the older age groups. Professor Martinyuk says that's to avoid confusion among vaccine providers.
Dosing for the 5 to 11-year-olds is one-third the dose of the teens and adults, and it's been packaged slightly differently as well so as to reduce confusion. So they're slightly different vaccines. So they come with an orange top rather than the others, I think, are purple and grey. So that will assist providers, obviously, in knowing which one they're grabbing out of the fridge.
There are questions about why there's a need to vaccinate children when the risk of children developing severe cases of COVID-19 remains low. Experts say a small proportion of children who contract the virus can get severely ill, leading to hospitalisations and death. Data from the Centres for Disease Control and Prevention show that between March and October, more than 1.9 million children aged 5 to 11 in the United States tested positive for COVID-19. More than 8,300 were hospitalised and 94 died. This has prompted the US to also start rolling out vaccinations in recent weeks for those aged between 5 and 11. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says all children in this age group will now be required to have at least one vaccination before being able to enter dining and entertainment venues.
Vaccination for the 5 to 11-year-olds. It's just begun the last few weeks. Already we've gotten over 127,000 New York City kids in that age range vaccinated. That's great. It's a little over 19% of all the kids in that group. Considering it's brand new, that's good, and it's better than the national rate, but it's not enough, obviously. We need to see a lot more.
And the European Union, Canada, and Israel have also approved Pfizer for younger children. China has also authorised Sinovac and Sinopharm vaccines for children ages 3 to 17. Meanwhile, Chilean health authorities have also just begun a vaccination campaign for children between the ages of 3 and 5 using the Sinovac vaccine. President of Chile, Sebastian Piñera, announced the rollout.
We want to share with all our compatriots that we are beginning the campaign of vaccinating children between 3 and 5 years with a vaccine that is safe and works and that will protect more than 700,000 children between the ages of 3 and 5.
Professor Martyniuk says in Australia about 1/5 of the COVID cases have been under 12. This age group is also susceptible to the sometimes fatal MISC multisystem inflammatory syndrome, which COVID-19 can trigger. Myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart muscle, and pericarditis, the swelling and irritation of tissue around the heart, are two extremely rare side effects of the vaccine. In the US, fewer than 200 males per million and fewer than 30 females per million in the 12 to 15 age group reported developing myocarditis. Professor Martyniuk explains.
Even though they get mild, they typically obviously get mild disease or asymptomatic COVID even, but some of them can get sick, some need hospital, some have been in ICU, and obviously overseas we've seen small number of children die due to COVID. Some kids who get COVID, a number of weeks later they can have a full body inflammatory syndrome, which is called MISC, multi-system inflammatory syndrome, which can be very worrisome for children, can land them in ICU for weeks and have long-term effects.
A recent report by the Murdoch Children's Research Institute suggests the fatigue-related long COVID condition may not be as prevalent in children as it is among adults. But it says children aged 5 to 11 can experience symptoms including headache, fatigue, sleep disturbance, concentration difficulties and abdominal pain for up to 3 months after contracting the virus. When it comes to risks associated with getting children vaccinated, extensive data from clinical trials in countries including the US, Finland, Poland and Spain was carefully examined by the TGA before reaching its decision. Professor Fiona Russell from the Murdoch Children's Research Institute said in a statement, it's important to note millions of children have had two doses of the vaccine in the US already and safety surveillance has found it to be safe. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.